They've just got to manoeuvre their way to get a horse into the field. Let the rich put the money out, and the battlers jump in with hopefully a horse of a lifetime to try and jag the $7.2 million first prize.
I think that explains it better. It doesn't sit with me. It's a race for the rich. The only people that's going to lose in this race are the rich. I don't know. It might be a rich man's lotto. You know, if you're a battler and you've got a product, you're going to make money out of this that you can't lose. I think. Let's just see when we get the fine print and how it all evolves and who can become involved. But I'm really excited about it. Like I said, it's not a rich man's race.
Not at all.
The rich people are the ones that are going to take the risk of losing money. Because there's got to be a couple of losers. There's no doubt about it.
I think just when that final field gets drawn up might sort of determine how much exposure it all gets. From a journo's point of view, it's mouth-watering. Imagine the month leading up to the Everest. And you're talking about who's going to cut a deal with who for a horse.
There'll be a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and phone calls and trying to pick the right horse at the right time. You can leave your run a little bit late, or you can go off a little bit early. It's up to the individual who owns the slot.
Is it a possibility?
If you owned a slot, right at this moment, if it was running a couple of weeks, you'd be knocking down Bryce Hayes' door to get speed alone, wouldn't you? Yes. You'd be knocking his door down. And there's a few others there who can tender as well, these three year olds. Who knows? Well, I do, the other thing is, if possible, some of these big punters up, if they drew up a final field, say two weeks out, if they're able to do that, you know, Sean Bartholomew or Kingsley, these guys who like to bet in those sort of Calcutta, call it a card type scenarios, would they come in and their computers rated a certain horse $3?
Going to get to that stage. It's going to become a talked about richest race, 1200 meter race in the world. Do companies say, okay, I think we're going to get a bit of advertising dollars out of this and they'll play the game as well. I don't know. Let's just wait till the fine print comes out, the rules and regulations, and then we'll pull it apart.
It's going to be exciting. That's one thing we can agree on. It'll be exciting. It'll be fun to see it all unfold.
Costing us nothing.
Well, if a big company wants to jump in, 600,000 cheap advertising, considering what they do spend. We're going to take a break. We're going to say goodbye to our radio audience, Sky Sports Radio, who take us Thoroughbred Weekly each and every Sunday, going off to resume normal programming. We will come back after this break with some more Melbourne racing, just three more of the features, and then more on the country championships at Dubbo. Peter Nest is going to join us. He's the trainer of La La Loopsie. More in a moment.
Live racing is now available at TazRacing.com.au. Every Tasmanian race day, all free codes. On your desktop, and mobile, absolutely free.
I genuinely think it's good.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
Well, the other thing is, you've got to support this group.
Handshake, help me lose weight, and now I have more energy to be a better dad.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Q Neil Don.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Q. We're getting cheerleaders.
I reckon that's. I reckon Neil Diamond's going to play at the Everest. I reckon that was the plan.
Don't you reckon?
All the excitement of racing's premier event.
I reckon that's the plan. Why would they? Why would they pick that song?
Coming to Wild.
Hot August night or something, and it's called Crunchy Granola Sweet. I don't know what the
was it. Moorhead? That one on Friday night,
February 23.
You're a bit late to correct yourself now.
Moore Keb I had right written down the
street. Keb, yeah.
I think that was his running inside.
Throughout New South Wales. And via the TAB app wherever you travel.
I don't know, it was your story,
Aspen. Racing HQ.
Well, no, it's just there's a tweet out from Adrian Dunn saying Moore Keb.
Someone's tipped a trifecta at $14.40 at Goulburn.
Simon Harrison with you at 5 minutes after 10.
Someone's tipped the pinnacle at $5 at Randwick.
Oh, wow.
Our preview this morning at 10 o'clock looks at Dubbo with the Western Division of the Country Championship qualifier on this afternoon. Richard Haynes for a nine race.
Okay, boys, let's go back and have a look at three more features from Melbourne. The Tallinder Stakes for the two-year-olds. How do you think this is going to measure up, guys?
Hard to say. This is a pretty nice horse. This is a special guest. He's won two from two now. I like his style. He's got gate speed. He's got a sprint on him. He's still green.
Group one greyhound racing last night on the Meadows.
I thought the pocket talk, as we allowed to do, I thought Taking Home should have won. He just got a bit of a bump at the start. He was a horse that I wanted to see get out and wind into the race, which is hard to do down the straight.
Victorian Racing alongside the Mowi car. Dean Lester will find us the winner for Ballarat.
He takes the third horse out of it. There's a protest third against first, which Senadat is on the inside here. You'll see Callow doesn't stop riding, and he just puts this horse up the rail. Williams comes back, has to check. Taking Home comes at him. Just starting to wind into his work now and would have won in two more strides. So an interesting race. Groundwork's a good running fourth spot. I think the form might be all right.
Simon, it is, and the big day is rolling around. How's everything shaping up?
Distances between a few of them.
He's a nice type, but Taking Home, you're keen on him, and he's a good... He's a good type, isn't he?
Yeah, look, he's
so the forecast yesterday was for pretty good conditions this afternoon. There's been no change.
Form around Gerald's Minari, hasn't
it? Yeah, exactly, which is looking pretty good, isn't
it? Okay, let's go to the Vanity, and here are the three-year-old fillies. Darren Weir, Canedna gets the race, and maybe a few to follow out of this stuff.
Yeah, possibly, but later on, sort of horses. Extra Olives leads here. She was up in class, and she did a good job. But this Canedna had been, you know, just poking along there, and typical Darren Weir, he whacks a set of blinkers on her, and she just does everything right and shows a terrific sprint coming to the outside here and gets the job done well. You know, Extra Ollie's up in class, but good on the inside here with the red hat. Harlow Gold was a lovely return from her. They're talking that she could be, you know, an ATC Oaks sort of a filly. Legless Verb was the disappointment of the race. I read in the stewards' report that they scoped her and found a little bit of internal bleeding, so that's a bit of an issue. I'm a fan of Nurse Kitchen, who's just running in the Moody colours, just running up there, backside late there. Wasn't going to figure in the race, so I'm just keeping tabs on her. I think she could be the sleeper for our Oaks here in Sydney. She did some good things last prep, and I don't want my stay as doing too much before they have another race anyway, so I've just got to pass my...
Yeah, her and Harlow Gold look the two. I mean, that's probably stating the obvious. Harlow Gold made a run a bit sooner, and I thought was entitled to sort of peak on a run as she did over that last 200 metres. And Nurse Kitchen was ridden the other way, wasn't she? Duck just very quiet and poked along in between horses late in the piece.
Okay, and then we go to race number six, the CSAs. I'm sure Tony McAvoy got a lot of pleasure winning a race named after his former boss and mentor, C.S. Hayes. Hey, Doc, the winner.
I'm a good fan of this horse. He's obviously this has been a target race for him all the way. Beautifully positioned by Carriers, which was pretty easy, I suppose, from barrier four, but he just made all the right moves. He was the winner from here on in. He was travelling, he was well balanced. He sprints here. I do think he's a 1400 metre horse. They tried to stretch him to a mile last preparation. It didn't work. I think he's more effective at this type of distance. Malaise was good with the blinkers first time. Lena Plenty's a nice horse. He covered ground there and stuck on
pretty well also. Morton's well, never really got balanced, and maybe another chance for him when he gets to a mile. But it just looked a total domination here from the winner. He was always in control of this race.
What about Seabird's Duffy? Coming around the corner, didn't he look like he was going to sort of maybe do something?
And I think some one rain there and didn't want to go straight. Maybe he's feeling something. But I thought that was a... He was the flop of the race.
Absolutely, yeah. He was very firm in betting as well. The betting suggested he was going to run okay first up, and whilst you can see that he was tracking ground wide and all the rest of it, first up 1,400 metres, you wanted to see him finish up better than that.
Okay, we're going to take a break when we come back. The country championships here in Dubbo, another heat today. We've had two heats so far. Grafton with Perfect Dare, Goulburn yesterday with Pumpkin Pie. Dubbo's turn today. The country championship rolls on, and that's come out next on Thoroughbred Weekly.
This Westlink might run a bit of a race. I think they put up $51 with the tap. When I looked yesterday, he was in the 15. I took a little bit of the 15, and he was in the single figures. So
he's a real genuine brute.
Yeah, mate, have you got Perfect Dare there anywhere? Have you got that Grafton race? Is that in the system somewhere? Surely it's in there somewhere.
Her run was okay. Yeah, yeah, and they're probably the only 1,000
metres. The only real
Crystal Pearl.
Group 1,000 race anyway.
Must count for something.
Can you ring Peter Nesta, mate? He's not here yet. Can you give him a call and just find out how long he's going to be?
Oh, dear.
Well enough held that the first two got away. She ran third in the trial, but she's shown us something. Yeah. I thought it could be a hometown win in the first race here. Number two, Westlink.
I've done no form on this race. Don't ask me about the race, Greg.
That's all right.
In the first over the race, did, number two. This
was there any scratchings?
Hotel Country emergencies,
mate.
Only the emergencies. Okay, cool. So
the emergencies have come out here.
Stanley didn't get a run.
The fixed odds on this race. When, one Bow Tie Bennies went 7 to 7.50. Two Midnight Mission, 9 to 10.
We'll
three not for the Lord at $19. Four Olivares, 13 to 15.
Yeah, give us another 30, mate.
Winkers first time, 12 into $10. Six Zoom in the Act, $26. Yeah, seven Wacky Do anyway. At five. Right. Eight Western Parade, $6.50. Nine Zaleste, 51. Ten Great Body, 26. 11 Nickaloo, the favourite, $4.60, hasn't budged from that quote.
Yeah, Darren, have you got have we got Perfect Dare from Grafton?
13 Summer Surf's been 9 to 10.
14 after
Queen
Pumpkin
Majesty
Pie
at $51. So your favourite at $4.60 here, Richard.
I'm just filling time here. Peter should have been here by now. We told him 10 o'clock.
He's got to get winks from Monday if we need it.
Yeah, yeah. No, we'll be right. We'll be right. Oh, Pat, have we got that market for the country championships today? The Dubbo qualifier that should be up on the tab.
Races, so minimum prize money $30,000. Great cash up for grabs. I'm with the two. Midfield at Goulburn last time.
Okay, welcome back. Yesterday at Grafton, boys. Well, Danny Williams and Nick, you went down to Goulburn to talk to Danny Williams and Kurt Goulburn in the lead-up to the country championships. There was little doubt that Danny Williams was going to play a major hand in that country championship heat at Goulburn yesterday.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely, Greg. He's always had a strong hand down in the Goulburn region. And when we caught up with him sort of a couple of weeks ago down there, he did say Pumpkin Pie, which was obviously going to be his best chance for qualifying. But gee, she was good, Duff, yesterday. She came across from an outside barrier. They made her work three wide into that first turn, and she just ran away from him. She was clearly dominant and is definitely the best horse to come out of Goulburn.
Looks an improving filly, doesn't she? She's lightly raced. She's got a good winning record now. She's got desire. She's got great race style, as you'll see here, and she can settle outside the lead and find. So a definite contender, I'd say, as far as the championship. This is usually a, you know, a strong area, and she wins with a little bit of dominance and with upside to come.
A deserved
second pick for sure.
On paper, I thought, guys, that Goulburn, this qualifier might lack the depth it did in previous years. Now that Canberra is a part of the provincial circuit, but I think she... He's a standout. I think she's proven herself here in Sydney in the Highway Handicaps, and I reckon she'll be even better ridden in behind a horse. It's just good to know she's got that early toe if she has to take it up in the final.
Still, Frost was pretty good. He's only second up there, so it's a horse with a sense of timing about it, with the early in the prep. It's going to get better and better, and like I said, it's beat the rest of the field convincingly there. like I say, I like the timing with that only being second up.
I'll tell you what, Greg, if you had a cop that, watch that little preview thing that we've been running on Sky when we caught up with Danny, it did give us a good leg up and a good push for Pumpkin Pie by saying that after she runs yesterday, he'll probably look for a stakes race for her as a lead up to the country championship final.
Wow.
Well, that's confidence for you. And Perfect Dare, we'll go back to Grafton as well and have a look at Perfect Dare's win on Monday. Now, they transferred the races from the Sunday to run on the Monday. A very good idea. It was 46 degrees there in Grafton on the Sunday when they were supposed to race. So Perfect Dare goes to the Monday race. Matty Dunn, as the story goes, originally had 12 horses penciled in for this country championship at Grafton. Then it dropped back to a maybe eight, maybe six. He ended up running four. Perfect Dare goes into the final now, and he might send a couple more down to the wild card at Muswellbrook to try and get one or two more in. But Perfect Dare, Duff, stamped himself. Well, he's always been a pretty good horse, but he stamped himself as a real country championship favourite winning at Grafton.
Just such a dominant performance, wasn't it? He's looked a solid race on paper. Matty's had success coming down to Sydney, so that form is reading well. He smashes the track record, which is incredible. They're a deserved favourite, there's no doubt about it. I think the key with him is we know he's a good trainer. As you watch him here, he puts him in a good spot. But he peaked him up Magic Millions Day, running second, a close second in one of those $1 million Motor Billy Country Cup.
Yep.
And then he's gone and had a tough run running course record time here. We're still a little way off the final. The horse has got to be resilient to be able to cope with some, three grand finals.
Yeah, that's a query, isn't it? That and a wet track. His best form's on top of the ground. And Randwick in April, as we know, the futures punters, he's just a little bit cautious about steaming in. I think just if the rain opens up, I think his chances are half.
He's always travelled like a winner here. Just he got a bit of a dig up and wanted to overrace for a stride or two, but once those horses went around him, he was always going to just peel off them and blow them away, and that's exactly what he did. He looks the horse to me, but just with reservations, and you said one of them, the wet track, and it's just the three grand finals in one preparation. But watch him go here, when he releases the brakes, it's just a different gravy, as we say.
He's multiple.
Yeah. Who runs a good race can go to Muswellbrook and try and qualify.
Well, that'll just rank the form if it does. There's no doubt about it. So we'll look forward to that. There's your favourite, and that's why he's favourite.
And look, him and Pumpkin Pie deservedly at the top of the market there, guys. But I do think when we get to the Scone League, we might see a real shape up on Friday at Scone in the afternoon. We saw Arthur Moore produce a whirlwind finish to get the cash over 1,300 metres, beating up all summer long and that. And there's a couple of pretty handy horses from that Scone region.
That's right.
That Arthur Moore and all summer long, on the strength of their Scone runs, they should be shorter than $15. But the reason they're not is they're not in the field yet.
Exactly.
They haven't qualified. Pumpkin Pie and Perfect Dare are there. Duff, I disagree with that. I think Perfect Dare should be a clear-cut favourite over Pumpkin Pie.
Yeah, it's just an overreaction, as we do. Out of sight, out of mind. It's the horse that just wins that's always the one under. Give that market another week to settle down. Might even settle down after Dubbo today. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, let's have a look at that market. Here is the Dubbo market today, and then we'll show you a couple of replays. Unfortunately, Peter Nestor has been held up, and he won't be able to join us here today. He's got a few runners in at Dubbo, so we'll continue on without him. But La La Loopsie is now into even money. Now, when I started writing down the prices, when the markets went up, I think $3 La La Luxie, then $2.50. It was $2.10 this morning, now $2. By the way, the scratchings are the emergencies. They are not required. The track has been upgraded to a good 3, and they've had hot weather out here, a lot of wind drying out that track, so a good 3 today. And La La Luxie, oh gee, Nick, I'd have to say a very worthy, even money favourite looking at this field.
Yeah, been really good last two starts, and might be another dominant winner.
we could see another overreaction in the odds, though.
We could. I don't know about the depth of the area at the moment.
I think
as far as the final's concerned, but still they're racing for big money in this heat here.
Well, coming in hot had genuine excuses. We did a bit of a profile piece on him during the week, but at the end of the day, he was still beating 20 lengths in his last start. He's on the third line of betting, so it gives you a bit of an idea.
And 16 Diamond Costa at $51.
The areas that, that are winning highways, we know that Matty Dunn is dominating. Matty Dale, not in the country championships this year. The Canberra horses go to the provincial championships, but the Hunter Valley horses, the southern horses, they're the ones that have been dominating in the highways. It would seem that the horses out west might not be up to that country championship final when we get there.
Yeah, probably not this year, but next year's a whole different kettle of fish again. You know, they might get a star out in the west and they'll get their opportunity then. Look, I'm not shutting the door on them just yet. Let's just wait and see what unfolds today.
All right, we might be able to go to La La Loopsie's replay. And this horse, formerly trained by Leanne Aspros, had won a couple of races before it got to Peter Nestor. I think a couple at Maruya, in between at Beaumont and Wyong, it ran fourth and second. But it's going for four straight. It won at Maruya before, well, that was a while ago. That was in July 2016. But the two wins for Peter Nestor have been at Cowra with 60.5, and this win at Bathurst with 63 kilos. It drops to 55.5 today, and you'd think looks awfully well placed, and hence the price, $2.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. That's a huge victory to be able to do that with a big impost on your back, and as you say, the big drop in weight will help today. I think a deserved $2 favourite, and should be getting the cash. There's a horse at Justin Stanley for the punters at home. I think we highlighted on Thursday night on Formline that Macquarie goes around in the class two. 1400 metre race, I think the race before, or two races before the country championship qualifier. Justin had this horse entered for the country championship qualifier, but was first emergency, of course, just misses out on a run. So I think it's around the $9 mark in that class too, and he was suggesting it might have been a better chance in coming in hot in the qualifier. So coming in hot's around $9 for the qualifier, so you think Macquarie is a good bet at $9 in class two.
It's a class two over 1400.
You can find a tip anywhere.
Nine
races today. It's a big day at Dubbo. We're going to take a break and come back with more here on Thoroughbred Weekly.
Hoffer opened at 9 earlier today, now 6.50. Five Foursomes, $11. Seven Schedule, 4.80 into 4.60. 8 Spirited Character, 26. 9 Macquow or Moquow at 8.50 to $9, okay. Now 9.
Well,
10
well,
Renovation
a
Man at 23. 12 Handful of Aces, 21. 14 Security Code, $23. 17 Cowboys Karma, 34. And 18 Subway Surfer.
So, boys, we've got Vince Gordon here, who's the CEO.
$51. A $3 favourite.
They can't hear.
Oh, you've got an earpiece. Tell him Nick said g'day. I met him during the week.
Mate, you can just look at me. Yeah. Here, what'd you say, Nick?
I said, tell him I said g'day. I'm the bloke that's up there during the week.
You met Nick during the week. He came up and filmed.
He's covered, Nick. I can hear you loud and clear.
Gordon's been the strongest race of all time.
We apologise for that.
Second up here at the 1400 metres. Looks a lovely race for him. He drops 3 kilos.
How long we got here?
Gee, you have 7 minutes.
Really has a very good number. Do you need anything from me?
Nah, get away with five. Get away.
Do you need any extra news? Do you want any news, Greg? Just
go to China doll. I'm sick of you.
December last year.
Nick, whatever news you haven't delivered, I'll do it after Vince.
Yeah, if you don't have time, don't worry, it's not groundbreaking news.
That's all right, I think
we'll do it in a minute.
Number 9,
it's just those horses from the country champs.
Yeah, good.
The pronunciation, I do apologise, but he was an acceptor for 3 races on the day, Macquarie, and Justin Stanley elects to go here. He's right down to 51.5 kilos after Macquarie, no way.
Welcome back to Dubbo. Vince Gordon joins me here ahead of the big one today. Vince is the CEO of the Dubbo Turf Club, and I'm sure you're going to get a big crowd here today, Vince. The place looks good.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hopeful of a nice crowd. It's been 3 months since we've raced, and we've had a lot of developments on the track locally, and we're really excited about it, and we think we'll get a good crowd. Good weather.
You've had hot days. You've had a lot of wind. You've had to keep that water up to the track, no doubt.
It's been a challenge, but we're blessed with the day today. 27 degrees. It'll be a lovely day. day and to come out and enjoy the track and the atmosphere and the country championships.
So what's the feeling like around town? I know you have your Dubbo Cup, and I think Derby Day is a big day for you out here, Victoria Derby Day.
Yeah, it's our biggest party day of the year.
So how does this fit in? What's the feeling like around town?
I think this race will be one we can develop over years and make it a feature race of the town, and the town's really behind it, making the country championships a feature.
Is everyone tipping Peter Nestor's horse, La La Luxy?
Pete's trying to fly under the radar because I think he was supposed to be here this morning, but he's missed that opportunity. I think it is a fairly popular selection.
Remember years ago they redeveloped the track and it was money well spent. You got a lovely long straight here. I think the chute was new. They put the new chute in from the, what is it, 1,000 or 1,100 or both?
We got 1,000
and 1,100. So a lot of money spent on the track to make it at last. A fine race course. It's a big circumference.
Lugano, yeah, absolutely. Everything gets a good chance ahead of Danish Lake. Straight, even yeah, straight, known for being fair to everybody, and everyone gets a chance. That's great. But additionally to that, the developments recently of a new training track, new sand track, slick drainage. Racing New South Wales has put a considerable amount of money into the track, and we see it as starting to really compete as a training facility as well. Trainers can see Dubbo as an opportunity to train here.
Well, I think that's the plan, isn't it? Going forward, Racing New South Wales would like centre of excellence. And you've got to spend money to get them up to standard. How many trainers and horses here?
Yeah, we train regularly. We've got about 125 on the books now. Probably 33 trainers. A couple come and go as they do. But we've recently discovered we've 1,500 trained starters for the year, which is quite huge. We pride ourselves in being high up amongst the country clubs for a training facility, and we're aiming to continue to do that.
And of course, you get plenty of visiting trainers too. I notice a lot of horses come down from the New England, across from the Hunter Valley, but even locally, you've got Wellington nearby, Narromine, Ningen up the road, Warren, even a horse from Burke today in the country championship.
I suppose that's right. This is the Western qualifier for the Western horses, and Western's a big paddock out there in the west of Dubbo. And we're quite proud of that. And the horses coming from the outlying areas are getting increasing in quality as well, which is something we've been aiming to do. And we're seeing that today. Today's field probably a nice quality race.
Nick, did you have something for Vince?
Vince, when I was up there during the week, I think we got some vision there of the new sand track and the dam as well. When did that go in?
Yeah, that's just completed just recently. We've pretty much finished that just in time for this race meeting. A 40 meg dam in the centre there, which we were lucky. We got a rain event just as it was completed, so we got a full catch in the water. Our new training track has only been open a week, and our slick drainage has been completed just in time for this particular meeting. So the developments are happening. We've also had plenty of developments go on and around the facility. The new members' balcony, we've had our other facilities upgraded. I'm basically calling it bringing the place into the 21st century. So I think people will come along today and really be surprised about what they see, the local people.
I find it interesting, 33 trainers of Dubbo, we sent Nick there last week, he actually found one, and then he went to two in the pub.
I installed it as a rock guy. What about the Bonhons?
There's a couple of guys I spotted here today, got lost here a week about Gold Cup Day. Didn't make it home.
They've only just surfaced, have they? Did they let you fly that drone, Ashman?
No, they let an expert, someone who knows what they're doing, do that. That drone footage is great. Joe Sullivan, the cameraman, he's doing it for a lot of the tracks. It's just a fantastic way of having a look at the facilities on course.
All right, well, Vince Gay, you've got a lot of work to do. Thanks for joining us, and good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. Vince Gordon there. Okay, Nick, any late news that you can give us just to wrap up?
Yeah, look, just on those Greg Bennett horses out of Friday, going forward to the Scone qualifier all summer long, and in Vienna, he was very happy with them. Of course, they placed all in second and fourth, I think, in the race. Behind Art Damore, Cody Morgan's obviously very happy with Art Damore. Greg's beaten horse, Sassaby, he said to me yesterday at the races, don't worry, it was first up 1,300 metres and had to take the field into it. He'll improve his stats, so don't miss him in the qualifier. Brenton Abdullah takes the ride on Hartnell in the Chipping Norton Stakes, where he takes on Wings. Condor Heroes, a good two-year-old from the trial, who from the trials and ran second to Khan in the breeder fleet. He goes down for the most likely for the Black Opal.
Big stars here. Yes, there is.
Yeah, so he's heading down there. Gerald seems to think all's in order with him. And Sprite, she'll have a couple of more runs, but Gary Fraser thinks maybe a race like the Stradbroke handicap might be up her alley.
Seven Underground Blues, which has been
all right, boys. Thank you. We've got to go. We've got a preview of Dubbo in half an hour. I know you'll be sitting at home watching all of Dubbo today, and we look forward to Winks next week, Ronnie.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Greg. It's going to be a big week.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you to all our crew here at Dubbo who will stay with us right throughout the day. Palm Video to bring you the coverage from Dubbo.